This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Times are especially tough for African-American men looking for work in Chicago. There aren't enough opportunities for unskilled workers. As part of a collaboration with ProPublica, Marketplace's Wealth and Poverty Desk reporter Jeff Tyler found that many African-Americans in Chicago feel they're losing out in the competition for work with immigrant Latinos.
Last summer, 38-year-old Billy Ray filled out an application at a temp firm called Staffing Network. In fact, he says he filled it out more than once.
My applications continued to come up missing. Every time I called, it was like, you know, we don't have your application.
Over several months, he began to notice
other Hispanics would get hired before I would.
It's often said that Latino immigrants will do jobs that Americans don't want. So I asked Ray, what about the perception that African Americans don't really want these minimum wage jobs?
Oh, no, they definitely want them.
Ray says it's the temp staffing companies that don't want African American workers. He believes they prefer Latinos. He's filed a complaint alleging racial discrimination with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Ray isn't the only one to report discrimination. He's working with Chris Williams, an employment lawyer in Chicago.
I filed three lawsuits just recently alleging that African Americans are denied, even in some instances, the opportunity to apply for a job.
A campaign called Bringing Down Barriers created a test. It sent two men to apply for jobs at the same temp firm, one African American, one Latino. Organizer Brandon Ford explains the results.
What I'm seeing is a lot of African Americans told to come back 2 or 3 weeks, try filling it out on the internet, whereas the Latino may be told to call back in a few hours. You might get work later on or something like that.
Why would temp firms prefer immigrant Latino workers? Leone Bakiri is executive director of the Chicago Workers Collaborative.
We believe that many of the agencies feel African Americans are a threat because they're more likely to complain if they feel they were shorted pay, if they got injured and are not allowed to fill out a workers' comp case. They're more likely to complain.
Staffing Network did not respond to requests for a comment. Billy Ray eventually found work at another temp firm where he makes minimum wage. In Chicago, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.